Ezechiel chapter 11. A prophecy against the presumptuous assurance of the great ones. The remnant shall be saved, and receive a new spirit, and a new heart. 11:1. And the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me into the east gate of the house of the Lord, which looketh towards the rising of the sun. And behold, in the entry of the gate 25 men. And I saw in the midst of them Jezonias the son of Azur, and Phelpshas the son of Pinias, princes of the people. 11:2. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men that study iniquity, and frame a wicked counsel in this city. 11:3. Saying, Were not houses lately built? This city is the cauldron, and we the flesh. Were not houses lately built, etc. These men despised the predictions and threats of the prophets, who declared to them from God, that the city should be destroyed, and the inhabitants carried into captivity. And they made use of this kind of argument against the prophets, that the city, so far from being like to be destroyed, had lately been augmented by the building of new houses. From whence they further inferred, by way of a proverb, using the similitude of a cauldron, out of which the flesh is not taken, till it is thoroughly boiled, and fit to be eaten, that they should not be carried away out of their city, but bearing their days in peace. 11:4. Therefore prophesy against them, prophesy, thou son of man. 11:5. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me, and said to me, Speak. Thus saith the Lord, Thus have you spoken, O house of Israel, for I know the thoughts of your heart. 11:6. You have killed a great many in this city, and you have filled the streets thereof with the slain. 11:7. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Your slain, whom you have laid in the midst thereof, they are the flesh, all this is the cauldron. And I will bring you forth out of the midst thereof. 11:8. You have feared a sword, and I will bring the sword upon you, saith the Lord God. 11:9. And I will cast you out of the midst thereof, and I will deliver you into the hand of the enemies, and I will execute judgments upon you. 11:10. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you in the borders of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. In the borders of Israel, they pretended that they should die in peace in Jerusalem. God tells them it should not be so, but that they should be judged and condemned, and fall by the sword in the borders of Israel. Viz., in Riblathah in the land of Amath, where all their chief men were put to death by Nabuchodonosor. 4 Kings 25, in Jer 52.10, 27, 11:11. This shall not be as a cauldron to you, and you shall not be as flesh in the midst thereof. I will judge you in the borders of Israel. 11:12. And you shall know that I am the Lord, because you have not walked in my commandments, and have not done my judgments, but you have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you. 11:13. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Phelpshas the son of Pinias died. And I fell down upon my face, and I cried with a loud voice, and said, Alas, 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 O Lord God, wilt thou make an end of all the remnant of Israel? 11:14. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 11:15. Son of man, thy brethren, thy kinsmen, and all the house of Israel, all they to whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get ye far from the Lord, the land is given in possession to us. Thy brethren, etc. He speaks of them that had been carried away captives before, who were despised by them that remained in Jerusalem, but as the prophet here declares to them from God, should be in a more happy condition than they, and after some time return from their captivity. 11:16. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Because I have removed them far off among the Gentiles, and because I have scattered them among the countries, I will be to them a little sanctuary in the countries whither they are come. 11:17. Therefore speak to them. Thus saith the Lord God, I will gather you from among the peoples, and assemble you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. 11:18. And they shall go in thither, and shall take away all the scandals, and all the abominations thereof from thence. 11:19. And I will give them one heart, and will put a new spirit in their bowels. And I will take away the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. 11:20. That they may walk in my commandments, and keep my judgments, and do them, and that they may be my people, and I may be their God. 11:21. But as for them whose heart walketh after their scandals and abominations, I will lay their way upon their head, saith the Lord God. 11:22. And the cherubims lifted up their wings, and the wheels with them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them. 11:23. And the glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city, and stood over the mount that is on the east side of the city. 11:24. And the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me into Chaldea, to them of the captivity, in vision, by the Spirit of God. And the vision which I had seen was taken up from me. 11:25. And I spoke to them of the captivity all the words of the Lord, which he had shewn me. Ezekiel chapter 12. The prophet foresheweth, by signs, the captivity of Sedecias, and the desolation of the people, all which shall quickly come to pass. 12:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 12:2. Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a provoking house. Who have eyes to see, and see not, and ears to hear, and hear not? For they are a provoking house. 12:3. Thou, therefore, O son of man, prepare thee all necessaries for a removing, and remove by day into their sight. And thou shalt remove out of thy place to another place in their sight, if so be they will regard it. For they are a provoking house. 12:4. And thou shalt bring forth thy furniture as the furniture of one that is removing by day in their sight. And thou shalt go forth in the evening in their presence, as one goeth forth that removeth his dwelling. 12:5. Take thee away through the wall before their eyes, and thou shalt go forth through it. 12:6. In their sight thou shalt be carried out upon men's shoulders, thou shalt be carried out in the dark. Thou shalt cover thy face, and shalt not see the ground. For I have set thee for a sign of things to come to the house of Israel. 12:7. I did therefore as he had commanded me. I brought forth my goods by day, as the goods of one that removeth. And in the evening I digged through the wall with my hand, and I went forth in the dark, and was carried on men's shoulders in their sight. 12:8. And the word of the Lord came to me in the morning, saying, 12:9. Son of man, hath not the house of Israel, the provoking house, said to thee, what art thou doing? 12:10. Say to them, thus saith the Lord God, this burden concerneth my prince that is in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel, that are among them. 12:11. Say, I am a sign of things to come to you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. They shall be removed from their dwellings, and go into captivity. 12:12. And the prince that is in the midst of them, shall be carried on shoulders, he shall go forth in the dark. They shall dig through the wall to bring him out. His face shall be covered, that he may not see the ground with his eyes. 12:13. And I will spread my net over him, and he shall be taken in my net. And I will bring him into Babylon, into the land of the Chaldeans, and he shall not see it, and there he shall die. He shall not see it, because his eyes shall be put out by Nebuchadnezzar. 12:14. And all that are about him, his guards, and his troops I will scatter into every wind, and I will draw out the sword after them. 12:15. And they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have dispersed them among the nations, and scattered them in the countries. 12:16. And I will leave a few men of them from the sword, and from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their wicked deeds among the nations whither they shall go, and they shall know that I am the Lord. 12:17. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 12:18. Son of man, eat thy bread in trouble and drink thy water in hurry and sorrow. 12:19. And say to the people of the land, thus saith the Lord God to them that dwell in Jerusalem in the land of Israel, they shall eat their bread in care, and drink their water in desolation, that the land may become desolate from the multitude that is therein, for the iniquity of all that dwell therein. 12:20. And the cities that are now inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate, and you shall know that I am the Lord. 12:21. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 12:22. Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days shall be prolonged, and every vision shall fail? 12:23. Say to them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, neither shall it be any more common saying in Israel, and tell them that the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. 12:24. For there shall be not more any vain visions, nor doubtful divination in the midst of the children of Israel. 12:25. For I the Lord will speak, and what word soever I shall speak, it shall come to pass, and shall not be prolonged any more. But in your days, ye provoking house, I will speak the word, and will do it, saith the Lord God. 12:26. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 12:27. Son of man, behold the house of Israel, they that say, the visions that this man seeth, is for many days to come. And this man prophesieth of times afar off. 12:28. Therefore say to them, thus saith the Lord God, not one word of mine shall be prolonged any more. The word that I shall speak shall be accomplished, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 13. God declares against false prophets and prophetesses that deceive the people with lies. 13:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 13:2. Son of man, prophesy thou against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and thou shalt say to them that prophesy out of their own heart, hear ye the word of the Lord. 13:3. Thus saith the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit, and see nothing. 13:4. Thy prophets, O Israel, were like foxes in the deserts. 13:5. You have not gone up to face the enemy, nor have you set up a wall for the house of Israel, to stand in battle in the day of the Lord. 13:6. They see vain things, and they foretell lies, saying, the Lord saith, whereas the Lord hath not sent them, and they have persisted to confirm what they have said. 13:7. Have you not seen a vain vision and spoken a lying divination? And you say, the Lord saith, whereas I have not spoken. 13:8. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because you have spoken vain things, and have seen lies, therefore behold I come against you, saith the Lord God. 13:9. And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vain things, and that divine lies. They shall not be in the council of my people, nor shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. 13:10. Because they have deceived my people, saying, peace, and there is no peace. And the people built up a wall, and they daubed it with dirt without straw. 13:11. Say to them that daub without tempering, that it shall fall. For there shall be an overflowing shower, and I will cause great hailstones to fall violently from above, and a stormy wind to throw it down. 13:12. Behold, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said to you, where is the daubing wherewith you have daubed it? 13:13. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, lo, I will cause a stormy wind to break forth in my indignation, and there shall be an overflowing shower in my anger, and great hailstones in my wrath to consume. 13:14. And I will break down the wall that you have daubed with and tempered mortar, and I will make it even with the ground, and the foundation thereof shall be laid bare, and it shall fall, and shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I am the Lord. 13:15. And I will accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that daub it without tempering the mortar, and I will say to you, the wall is no more, and they that daub it are no more. 13:16. Even the prophets of Israel that prophesy to Jerusalem, and that see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, saith the Lord God. 13:17. And thou, son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people that prophesy out of their own heart, and do thou prophesy against them. 13:18. And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to them that sow cushions under every elbow, and make pillows for the heads of persons of every age to catch souls. And when they caught the souls of my people, they gave life to their souls. Sow cushions, etc. Viz., by making people easy in their sins, and promising them impunity. But they gave life to their souls. That is, they flattered them with promises of life, peace, and security. 13:19. And they violated me among my people, for a handful of barley, and a piece of bread, to kill souls which should not die, and to save souls alive which should not live, telling lies to my people that believe lies, violated me, that is, dishonored and discredited me, to kill souls, etc., that is, to sentence souls to death, which are not to die, and to promise life to them who are not to live. 13:20. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I declare against your cushions, wherewith you catch flying souls, and I will tear them off from your arms, and I will let go the soul that you catch, the souls that should fly. 13:21. And I will tear your pillows, and will deliver my people out of your hand, neither shall they be any more in your hands to be a prey, and you shall know that I am the Lord. 13:22. Because with lies you have made the heart of the just to mourn, whom I have not made sorrowful, and have strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his evil way, and live. 13:23. Therefore you shall not see vain things, nor divine divinations any more, and I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 14. God suffers the wicked to be deceived in punishment of their wickedness, the evils that shall come upon them for their sins, for which they shall not be delivered by the prayers of Noah, Daniel, and Job, but a remnant shall be preserved. 14:1. And some of the ancients of Israel came to me, and sat before me. 14:2. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 14:3. Son of man, these men have placed their uncleannesses in their hearts, and have set up before their face the stumbling block of their iniquity. And shall I answer when they inquire of me, uncleanness, that is, their filthy idols, upon which they have set their hearts, and which are a stumbling block to their souls? 14:4. Therefore speak to them, and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, man, man of the house of Israel that shall place his uncleannesses in his heart, and set up the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and shall come to the prophet inquiring of me by him, I the Lord will answer him according to the multitude of his uncleannesses. Man, man, that is, every man, an Hebrew expression. 14:5. That the house of Israel may be caught in their own heart, with which they have departed from me through all their idols. 14:6. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, be converted, and depart from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. 14:7. For every man of the house of Israel, and every stranger among the proselytes in Israel, if he separate himself from me, and place his idols in his heart, and set the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and come to the prophet to inquire of me by him, I the Lord will answer him by myself. 14:8. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him an example, and a proverb, and will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am the Lord. 14:9. And when the prophet shall err, and speak a word, I the Lord have deceived the prophet, and I will stretch forth my hand upon him, and will cut him off from the midst of my people Israel. The prophet shall err, etc. He speaks of false prophets, answering out of their own heads and according to their own corrupt inclinations. Ibid. I have deceived the prophet. God Almighty deceives false prophets, partly by withdrawing his light from them, and abandoning them to their own corrupt inclinations, which push them on to prophesy such things as are agreeable to those who consult them, and partly by disappointing them, and causing all things to happen contrary to what they have said. 14:10. And they shall bear their iniquity. According to the iniquity of him that inquireth, so shall the iniquity of the prophet be. 14:11. That the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, nor be polluted with all their transgressions, but may be my people, and I may be their God, saith the Lord of hosts. 14:12. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 14:13. Son of man, when a land shall sin against me, so as to transgress grievously, I will stretch forth my hand upon it, and will break the staff of the bread thereof. And I will send famine upon it, and will destroy man and beast out of it. 14:14. And if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, shall be in it, they shall deliver their own souls by their justice, saith the Lord of hosts. 14:15. And if I shall bring mischievous beasts also upon the land to waste it, and it be desolate, so that there is none that can pass because of the beasts. 14:16. If these three men shall be in it, as I live, saith the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered, and the land shall be made desolate. 14:17. Or if I bring the sword upon that land, and say to the sword, pass through the land, and I destroy man and beast out of it. 14:18. And these three men be in the midst thereof, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they themselves alone shall be delivered. 14:19. Or if I also send the pestilence upon that land, and pour out my indignation upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast. 14:20. And Noah, and Daniel, and Job be in the midst thereof, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they shall only deliver their own souls by their justice. 14:21. For thus saith the Lord, although I shall send in upon Jerusalem my four grievous judgments, the sword, and the famine, and the mischievous beasts, and the pestilence, to destroy out of it man and beast. 14:22. Yet there shall be left in it some that shall be saved, who shall bring away their sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come among you, and you shall see their way, and their doings. And you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, in all things that I have brought upon it. 14:23. And they shall comfort you, when you shall see their ways, and their doings. And you shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 15. As a vine cut down is fit for nothing but the fire, so it shall be with Jerusalem, for her sins. 15:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 15:2. Son of man, what shall be made of the wood of the vine, out of all the trees of the woods that are among the trees of the forests? 15:3. Shall wood be taken of it, to do any work, or shall a pin be made of it for any vessel to hang thereon? 15:4. Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire hath consumed both ends thereof, and the midst thereof is reduced to ashes. Shall it be useful for any work? 15:5. Even when it was whole, it was not fit for work. How much less, when the fire hath devoured and consumed it, shall any work be made of it? 15:6. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, as the vine tree among the trees of the forests which I have given to the fire to be consumed, so will I deliver up the inhabitants of Jerusalem. 15:7. And I will set my face against them. They shall go out from fire, and fire shall consume them. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have set my face against them. 15:8. And I shall have made their land a wilderness, and desolate, because they have been transgressors, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 16. Under the figure of an unfaithful wife, God upbraids Jerusalem with her ingratitude and manifold disloyalties, but promiseth mercy by the new covenant. 16:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 16:2. Son of man, make known to Jerusalem her abominations. Make known to Jerusalem, that is, by letters, for the prophet was then in Babylon. 16:3. And thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord God to Jerusalem, thy root, and thy nativity is of the land of Chanan, thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Sethite. 16:4. And when thou wast born, in the day of thy nativity thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed with water for thy health, nor salted with salt, nor swaddled with cloths. 16:5. No, I had pity on thee to do any of these things for thee, out of compassion to thee. But thou wast cast out upon the face of the earth in the abjection of thy soul, in the day that thou wast born. 16:6. And passing by thee, I saw that thou wast trodden underfoot in thy own blood. And I said to thee when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have said to thee, live in thy blood. 16:7. I caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. And thou didst increase and grow great, and advancedst, and camest to women's ornament. Thy breasts were fashioned, and thy hair grew. And thou wast naked, and full of confusion. 16:8. And I passed by thee, and saw thee. And behold, thy time was the time of lovers. And I spread my garment over thee, and covered thy ignominy. And I swore to thee, and I entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God. And thou becamest mine. 16:9. And I washed thee with water, and cleansed away thy blood from thee. And I anointed thee with oil. 16:10. And I clothed thee with embroidery, and shod thee with violet-colored shoes. And I girded thee about with fine linen, and clothed thee with fine garments. 16:11. I decked thee also with ornaments, and put bracelets on thy hands, and a chain about thy neck. I decked thee also with ornaments, etc. That is, with spiritual benefits, giving you a law with sacrifices, sacraments, and other holy rites. 16:12. And I put a jewel upon thy forehead and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon my head. 16:13. And thou wast adorned with gold, and silver, and wast clothed with fine linen, and embroidered work, and many colors. Thou didst eat fine flour, and honey, and oil, and wast made exceeding beautiful, and wast advanced to be a queen. 16:14. And thy renown went forth among the nations for thy beauty. For thou wast perfect through my beauty, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. 16:15. By trusting in thy beauty, thou playedst the harlot because of thy renown, and thou hast prostituted thyself to every passenger, to be his. 16:16. and taking of thy garments thou hast made thee high places so together on each side, and hast played the harlot upon them, as hath not been done before, nor shall be hereafter. 16:17. And thou tookest thy beautiful vessels, of my gold, and my silver, which I gave thee, and thou madest thee images of men, and hast committed fornication with them. 16:18. And thou tookest thy garments of divers colors, and coveredst them, and settest my oil and my sweet incense before them. 16:19. And my bread which I gave thee, the fine flour, and oil, and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast set before them for a sweet odor. And it was done, saith the Lord God. 16:20. And thou hast taken thy sons, and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne to me, and hast sacrificed the same to them to be devoured. Is thy fornication small? 16:21. Thou hast sacrificed and given my children to them, consecrating them by fire. Thou hast sacrificed, etc. As there is nothing more base and abominable than the crimes mentioned throughout this chapter, so the infidelities of the Israelites in forsaking God, and sacrificing even their children to idols, are strongly figured by these allegories. 16:22. And after all thy abominations, and fornications, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked, and full of confusion, trodden underfoot in thy own blood. 16:23. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe to thee, saith the Lord God. 16:24. That thou didst also build thee a commons too, and madest thee a brothel house in every street. 16:25. At every head of the way thou hast set up a sign of thy prostitution, and hast made thy beauty to be abominable, and hast prostituted thyself to everyone that passed by, and hast multiplied thy fornications. 16:26. And thou hast committed fornication with the Egyptians thy neighbors, men of large bodies, and hast multiplied thy fornications to provoke me. 16:27. Behold, I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and will take away thy justification. And I will deliver thee up to the will of the daughters of the Philistines that hate thee, that are ashamed of thy wicked way. 16:28. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Assyrians, because thou wast not yet satisfied. And after thou hadst played the harlot with them, even so thou wast not contented. 16:29. Thou hast also multiplied thy fornications in the land of Canaan with the Chaldeans, and neither so wast thou satisfied. 16:30. Wherein shall I cleanse thy heart, saith Lord God, seeing thou dost all these the works of a shameless prostitute? 16:31. Because thou hast built thy brothel house at the head of every way, and thou hast made thy high place in every street, and waste not as a harlot that by disdain enhanceth her price. 16:32. But is an adulteress, that bringeth in strangers over her husband. 16:33. Gifts are given to all harlots, but thou hast given hire to all thy lovers, and thou hast given them gifts to come to thee from every side, to commit fornication with thee. 16:34. And it hath happened in thee contrary to the custom of women in thy fornications, and after thee there shall be no such fornication, for in that thou gavest rewards, and didst not take rewards, the contrary hath been done in thee. 16:35. Therefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. 16:36. Thus saith the Lord God, because thy money hath been poured out, and thy shame discovered through thy fornications with thy lovers, and with the idols of thy abominations, by the blood of thy children whom thou gavest them. 16:37. Behold, I will gather together all thy lovers with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all whom thou hast loved, with all whom thou hast hated. And I will gather them together against thee on every side, and will discover thy shame in their sight, and they shall see all thy nakedness. 16:38. And I will judge thee as adulteresses, and they that shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. 16:39. And I will deliver thee into their hands, and they shall destroy thy brothel house, and throw down thy stews. And they shall strip thee of thy garments, and shall take away the vessels of thy beauty, and leave thee naked, and full of disgrace. 16:40. And they shall bring upon thee a multitude, and they shall stone thee with stones, and shall slay thee with their swords. 16:41. And they shall burn thy houses with fire, and shall execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And thou shalt cease from fornication, and shalt give no hire any more. 16:42. And my indignation shall rest in thee, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will cease and be angry no more. 1643. Because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast provoked me in all these things. Wherefore I also have turned all thy ways upon thy head, saith the Lord God, and I have not done according to thy wicked deeds and all thy abominations. 1644. Behold, every one that useth the common proverb shall use this against thee, saying, As the mother was, so also is her daughter. 1645. Thou art thy mother's daughter, that cast off her husband, and her children. And thou art the sister of thy sisters, who cast off their husbands, and their children. Your mother was a Sethite, and your father an Amorite. 1646. And thy elder sister is Samaria, she and her daughters that dwell at thy left hand. And thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom, and her daughters. 1647. But neither hast thou walked in their ways, nor hast thou done a little less than they according to their wickednesses. Thou hast done almost more wicked things than they in all thy ways. 1648. As I live, saith the Lord God, thy sister Sodom herself, and her daughters, have not done as thou hast done, and thy daughters. 1649. Behold, this was the iniquity of Sodom thy sister, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance, and the idleness of her, and of her daughters. And they did not put forth their hand to the needy, and the poor. This was the iniquity of Sodom, etc. That is, these were the steps by which the Sodomites came to fall into those abominations for which they were destroyed. For pride, gluttony, and idleness are the high road to all kinds of lust, especially when they are accompanied with the neglect of the works of mercy. 1650. And they were lifted up, and committed abominations before me, and I took them away as thou hast seen. 1651. And Samaria committed not half thy sins, but thou hast surpassed them with thy crimes, and hast justified thy sisters by all thy abominations which thou hast done. 1652. Therefore do thou also bear thy confusion, thou that hast surpassed thy sisters with thy sins, doing more wickedly than they. For they are justified above thee, therefore be thou also confounded, and bear thy shame, thou that hast justified thy sisters. 1653. And I will bring back and restore them by bringing back Sodom, with her daughters, and by bringing back Samaria, and her daughters. And I will bring those that return to thee in the midst of them. I will bring back, etc. This relates to the conversion of the Gentiles out of all nations, and of many of the Jews, to the Church of Christ. 1654. That thou mayest bear thy shame, and mayest be confounded in all that thou hast done, comforting them. 1655. And thy sister Sodom and her daughters shall return to their ancient state, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their ancient state, and thou and thy daughters shall return to your ancient state. Ancient state. That is, to their former state of liberty, and their ancient possessions. In the spiritual sense, to the true liberty, and the happy inheritance of the children of God, through faith in Christ. 1656. And Sodom thy sister was not heard of in thy mouth, in the day of thy pride. 1657. Before thy malice was laid open, as it is at this time, making thee reproach of the daughters of Syria, and of all the daughters of Palestine round about thee, that encompass thee on all sides. 1658. Thou hast borne thy wickedness, and thy disgrace, saith the Lord God. 1659. For thus saith the Lord God, I will deal with thee, as thou hast despised the oath, in breaking the covenant. 16:60. And I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish with thee an everlasting covenant. 16:61. And thou shalt remember thy ways, and be ashamed, when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thy elder and thy younger, and I will give them to thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. 16:62. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. 16:63. That thou mayest remember, and be confounded, and mayest no more open thy mouth because of thy confusion, when I shall be pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 17. The parable of the two eagles and the vine. A promise of the cedar of Christ and his church. 17:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 17:2. Son of man, put forth a riddle, and speak a parable to the house of Israel. 17:3. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, A large eagle with great wings, long-limbed, full of feathers, and of variety, came to Libanus, and took away the marrow of the cedar. The large eagle, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Dadabud, came to Libanus, that is, to Jerusalem. Dadabud took away the marrow of the cedar. King Jeconias, 17:4. He cropped off the top of the twigs thereof, and carried it away into the land of Chanan, and he set it in a city of merchants. Chanan, this name, which signifies traffic, is not taken here for Palestine, but for Chaldea. And the city of merchants here mentioned is Babylon. 17:5. And he took of the seed of the land, and put it in the ground for seed, that it might take a firm root over many waters. He planted it on the surface of the earth, above the seed of the land, etc. Viz. Zedekiah, whom he made king. 17:6. And it sprung up and grew into a spreading vine of low stature, and the branches thereof looked towards him, and the roots thereof were under him. So it became a vine, and grew into branches, and shot forth sprigs towards him. Nebuchadnezzar, to whom Zedekiah swore allegiance. 17:7. And there was another large eagle, with great wings, and many feathers. And behold, this vine, bending as it were her roots towards him, stretched forth her branches to him, that he might water it by the furrows of her plantation. Another large eagle, viz., the king of Egypt. 17:8. It was planted in a good ground upon many waters, that it might bring forth branches, and bear fruit, that it might become a large vine. 17:9. Say thou, thus saith the Lord God, shall it prosper then? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof, and strip off its fruit, and dry up all the branches it hath shot forth, and make it wither? And this without a strong arm, or many people to pluck it up by the root. 17:10. Behold, it is planted. Shall it prosper then? Shall it not be dried up when the burning wind shall touch it, and shall it not wither in the furrows where it grew? 17:11. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 17:12. Say to the provoking house, know you not what these things mean? Tell them, behold, the king of Babylon cometh to Jerusalem, and he shall take away the king and the princes thereof, and carry them with him to Babylon. Shall take away, or hath taken away, etc. For all this was now done. 17:13. And he shall take one of the king's seed, and make a covenant with him, and take an oath of him. Yea, and he shall take away the mighty men of the land. 17:14. That it may be a low kingdom and not lift itself up, but keep his covenant and observe it. 17:15. But he hath revolted from him and sent ambassadors to Egypt, that it might give him horses, and much people. And shall he that hath done thus prosper, or be saved? And shall he escape that hath broken the covenant? 17:16. As I live, saith the Lord God, in the place where the king dwelleth that made him king, whose oath he hath made void, and whose covenant he broke, even in the midst of Babylon shall he die. 17:17. And not with a great army, nor with much people shall Pharaoh fight against him, when he shall cast up mounts, and build forts, to cut off many souls. 17:18. For he had despised the oath, breaking his covenant, and behold, he hath given his hand. And having done all these things, he shall not escape. 17:19. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, as I live, I will lay upon his head the oath he hath despised, and the covenant he hath broken. 17:20. And I will spread my net over him, and he shall be taken in my net. And I will bring him into Babylon, and will judge him there for the transgression by which he hath despised me. 17:21. And all his fugitives with all his bands shall fall by the sword, and the residue shall be scattered into every wind, and you shall know that I the Lord have spoken. 17:22. Thus saith the Lord God, I myself will take of the marrow of the high cedar, and will set it. I will crop off the tender twig from the top of the branches thereof, and I will plant it on a mountain high and eminent, above the marrow of the high cedar, etc., above the royal stock of David, Ibid, the tender twig, viz., Jesus Christ, whom God hath planted in Mount Zion, that is, the high mountain of his church, to which all nations flow. 17:23. On the high mountains of Israel will I plant it, and it shall shoot forth into branches and shall bear fruit, and it shall become a great cedar. And all birds shall dwell under it, and every fowl shall make its nest under the shadow of the branches thereof. 17:24. And all the trees of the country shall know that I the Lord have brought down the high tree, and exalted the low tree. and have dried up the green tree, and have caused the dry tree to flourish. I the Lord have spoken and have done it. Ezekiel chapter 18. One man shall not bear the sins of another, but every one his own. If a wicked man truly repent, he shall be saved. And if a just man leave his justice, he shall perish. 18:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, What is the meaning? 18:2. That you use among you this parable as a proverb in the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the teeth of the children are set on edge. 18:3. As I live, saith the Lord God, this parable shall be no more to you a proverb in Israel. 18:4. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, the same shall die. 18:5. And if a man be just, and do judgment and justice, 18:6. And hath not eaten upon the mountains, nor lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, and hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, nor come near to a menstruous woman, not eaten upon the mountains, that is, of the sacrifices there offered to idols. 18:7. And hath not wronged any man, but hath restored the pledge to the debtor, hath taken nothing away by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. 18:8. Hath not lent upon usury, nor taken any increase, hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, and hath executed true judgments between man and man. 18:9. Hath walked in my commandments, and kept my judgments, to do truth. He is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God, to do truth. That is, to act according to truth. For the Hebrews called everything that was just, truth. 18:10. And if he beget a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that hath done some one of these things. 18:11. Though he doth not all these things, but that eateth upon the mountains, and that defileth his neighbor's wife. 18:12. That grieveth the needy and the poor, that taketh away by violence, that restoreth not the pledge, and that lifteth up his eyes to idols, that committeth abomination. 18:13. That giveth upon usury, and that taketh an increase. Shall such a one live? He shall not live. Seeing he hath done all these detestable things, he shall surely die, his blood shall be upon him. 18:14. But if he beget a son, who, seeing all his father's sins, which he hath done, is afraid, and shall not do the like to them. 18:15. That hath not eaten upon the mountains, nor lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, and hath not defiled his neighbor's wife. 18:16. And hath not grieved any man, nor withholding the pledge, nor taken away with violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry, and covered the naked with a garment. 18:17. That hath turned away his hand from injuring the poor, hath not taken usury and increase, but hath executed my judgments, and hath walked in my commandments. This man shall not die for the iniquity of his father, but living he shall live. 18:18. As for his father, because he oppressed and offered violence to his brother, and wrought evil in the midst of his people, behold, he is dead in his own iniquity. 18:19. And you say, Why hath not the son borne the iniquity of his father? Verily, because the son hath wrought judgment and justice, hath kept all my commandments, and done them, living, he shall live. 18:20. The soul that sinneth, the same shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, and the father shall not bear the iniquity of the son. The justice of the just shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. 18:21. But if the wicked do penance for all his sins which he hath committed, and keep all my commandments, and do judgment, and justice, living he shall live, and shall not die. 18:22. I will not remember all his iniquities that he hath done. In his justice which he hath wrought, he shall live. 18:23. Is it my will that a sinner should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should be converted from his ways, and live? 18:24. But if the just man turn himself away from his justice, and do iniquity according to all the abominations which the wicked man useth to work, shall he live? All his justices which he hath done, shall not be remembered. In the prevarication, by which he hath prevaricated, and in his sin, which he hath committed, in them he shall die. 18:25. And you have said, The way of the Lord is not right. Hear ye, therefore, O house of Israel. Is it my way that is not right, and are not rather your ways perverse? 18:26. For when the just turneth himself away from his justice, and committeth iniquity, he shall die therein. In the injustice that he hath wrought he shall die. 18:27. And when the wicked turneth himself away from his wickedness, which he hath wrought, and doeth judgment, and justice, he shall save his soul alive. 18:28. Because he considereth and turneth away himself from all his iniquities which he hath wrought, he shall surely live, and not die. 18:29. And the children of Israel say, The way of the Lord is not right. Are not my ways right, O house of Israel, and are not rather your ways perverse? 18:30. Therefore will I judge every man according to his ways, O house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Be converted, and do penance for all your iniquities, and iniquity shall not be your ruin. 18:31. Cast away from you all your transgressions, by which you have transgressed, and make to yourselves a new heart, and a new spirit. And why will you die, O house of Israel? 18:32. For I desire not the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God, return ye and live. Ezekiel chapter 19. The parable of the young lions, and of the vineyard that is wasted. 19:1. Moreover take thou up a lamentation for the princes of Israel. 19:2. And say, Why did thy mother the lioness lie down among the lions, and bring up her whelps in the midst of young lions? Day mother the lioness. Jerusalem. 19:3. And she brought out one of her whelps, and he became a lion. And he learned to catch the prey, and to devour men. One of her whelps, viz., Joachas, alias Salem. 19:4. And the nations heard of him, and took him, but not without receiving wounds. And they brought him in chains into the land of Egypt. 19:5. But she seeing herself weakened, and that her hope was lost, took one of her young lions, and set him up for a lion. One of her young lions, Joachim. 19:6. And he went up and down among the lions, and became a lion. And he learned to catch the prey, and to devour men. 19:7. He learned to make widows, and to lay waste their cities. And the land became desolate, and the fullness thereof by the noise of his roaring. 19:8. And the nations came together against him on every side out of the provinces, and they spread their net over him, in their wounds he was taken. 19:9. And they put him into a cage, they brought him in chains to the king of Babylon. And they cast him into a prison, that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. 19:10. Day mother is like a vine in thy blood planted by the water. Her fruit and her branches have grown out of many waters. 19:11. And she hath strong rods to make scepters for them that bear rule, and her stature was exalted among the branches. And she saw her height in the multitude of her branches. 19:12. But she was plucked up in wrath, and cast on the ground, and the burning wind dried up her fruit. Her strong rods are withered, and dried up. The fire hath devoured her. 19:13. And now she is transplanted into the desert, in a land not passable, and dry. 19:14. And the fire is gone out from the rod of her branches, which hath devoured her fruit. So that she now hath no strong rod, to be a scepter of rulers. This is a lamentation, and it shall be for a lamentation. Ezekiel chapter 20. God refuses to answer the ancients of Israel inquiring by the prophet, but by him setteth his benefits before their eyes, and their heinous sins, threatening yet greater punishments, but still mixed with mercy. 20:1. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, there came many of the ancients of Israel to inquire of the Lord, and they sat before me. 20:2. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 20:3. Son of man, speak to the ancients of Israel and say to them, Thus saith the Lord God, Are you come to inquire of me? As I live, I will not answer you, saith the Lord God. 20:4. If thou judgest them, if thou judgest, O son of man, declare to them the abominations of their fathers. If thou judgest them, or, if thou wilt enter into the cause and plead against them. 20:5. And say to them, Thus saith the Lord God, In the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand for the race of the house of Jacob, and appeared to them in the land of Egypt, and lifted up my hand for them, saying, I am the Lord your God. 20:6. In that day I lifted up my hand for them to bring them out of the land of Egypt, into a land which I had provided for them, flowing with milk and honey, which excelled amongst all lands. 20:7. And I said to them, Let every man cast away the scandals of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Scandals, etc. Affections. That is, the abominations or idols, to the worship of which they were allured by their eyes. 20:8. But they provoked me, and would not hearken to me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of his eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. And I said I would pour out my indignation upon them, and accomplish my wrath against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. 20:9. But I did otherwise for my name's sake, that it might not be violated before the nations, in the midst of whom they were, and among whom I made myself known to them, to bring them out of the land of Egypt. 20:10. Therefore I brought them out from the land of Egypt, and brought them into the desert. 20:11. And I gave them my statutes, and I shewed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. 20:12. Moreover I gave them also my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, and that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. 20:13. But the house of Israel provoked me in the desert. They walked not in my statutes, and they cast away my judgments, which if a man do he shall live in them. And they grievously violated my Sabbaths. I said therefore that I would pour out my indignation upon them in the desert, and would consume them. 20:14. But I spared them for the sake of my name, lest it should be profaned before the nations, from which I brought them out, in their sight. 20:15. So I lifted up my hand over them in the desert, not to bring them into the land which I had given them flowing with milk and honey, the best of all lands. 20:16. Because they cast off my judgments, and walked not in my statutes, and violated my Sabbaths. For their heart went after idols. 20:17. Yet my eye spared them, so that I destroyed them not, neither did I consume them in the desert. 20:18. And I said to their children in the wilderness, walk not in the statutes of your fathers, and observe not their judgments, nor be ye defiled with their idols. 20:19. I am the Lord your God. Walk ye in my statutes, and observe my judgments, and do them. 20:20. And sanctify my Sabbaths, that they may be a sign between me and you, and that you may know that I am the Lord your God. 20:21. But their children provoked me, they walked not in my commandments, nor observed my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And they violated my Sabbaths. And I threatened to pour out my indignation upon them, and to accomplish my wrath in them in the desert. 20:22. But I turned away my hand, and wrought for my name's sake, that it might not be violated before the nations, out of which I brought them forth in their sight. 20:23. Again I lifted up my hand upon them in the wilderness, to disperse them among the nations, and scatter them through the countries. 20:24. Because they had not done my judgments, and had cast off my statutes, and had violated my Sabbaths, and their eyes had been after the idols of their fathers. 20:25. Therefore I also gave them statutes that were not good, and judgments, in which they shall not live. Statutes that were not good, etc. viz., the laws and ordinances of their enemies, or those imposed upon them by the cruel tyrant the devil, to whose power they were delivered up for their sins. 20:26. And I polluted them in their own gifts, when they offered all that hope in the womb, for their offenses. And they shall know that I am the Lord. I polluted them, etc. That is, I gave them up to such blindness in punishment of their offenses, as to pollute themselves with the blood of all their firstborn, whom they offered up to their idols in compliance with their wicked devices. 20:27. Wherefore speak to the house of Israel, O son of man, and say to them, thus saith the Lord God. Moreover in this also your fathers blasphemed me, when they had despised and contemned me. 20:28. And I had brought them into the land, for which I lifted up my hand to give it them. They saw every high hill, and every shady tree, and there they sacrificed their victims. And there they presented the provocation of their offerings, and there they set their sweet odors, and poured forth their libations. 20:29. And I said to them, what meaneth the high place to which you go? And the name thereof was called High Place even to this day. 20:30. Wherefore say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, verily, you are defiled in the way of your fathers, and you commit fornication with their abominations. 20:31. And you defile yourselves with all your idols unto this day, in the offering of your gifts, when you make your children pass through the fire. And shall I answer you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not answer you. 20:32. Neither shall the thought of your mind come to pass, by which you say, We will be as the Gentiles, and as the families of the earth, to worship stocks and stones. 20:33. As I live, saith the Lord God, I will reign over you with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. 20:34. And I will bring you out from the people, and I will gather you out of the countries, in which you are scattered. I will reign over you with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. 20:35. And I will bring you into the wilderness of people, and there will I plead with you face to face. The wilderness of people. That is, the desert in which there are no people. 20:36. As I pleaded against your fathers in the desert of the land of Egypt, even so will I judge you, saith the Lord God. 20:37. And I will make you subject to my scepter, and will bring you into the bounds of the covenant. 20:38. And I will pick out from among you the transgressors, and the wicked, and will bring them out of the land where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. 20:39. And as for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, walk ye every one after your idols, and serve them. But if in this also you hear me not, but defile my holy name any more with your gifts, and with your idols, walk ye every one, etc. It is not an allowance, much less a commandment to serve idols, but a figure of speech, by which God would have them to understand that if they would walk after their idols, they must not pretend to serve him at the same time, for that he would by no means suffer such a mixture of worship. 20:40. In my holy mountain, in the high mountain of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel serve me. All of them I say, in the land in which they shall please me, and there will I require your first fruits, and the chief of your tithes with all your sanctifications. In my holy mountain, etc. The foregoing verse, to make the sense complete, must be understood so as to condemn and reject that mixture of worship which the Jews then followed. In this verse, God promises to the true Israelites, especially to those of the Christian church, that they shall serve him in another manner, in his holy mountain, the spiritual Son, and shall be accepted of by him. 20:41. I will accept of you for an odor of sweetness, when I shall have brought you out from the people, and shall have gathered you out of the lands into which you are scattered, and I will be sanctified in you in the sight of the nations. 20:42. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have brought you into the land of Israel, into the land for which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. 20:43. And there you shall remember your ways, and all your wicked doings with which you have been defiled. And you shall be displeased with yourselves in your own sight, for all your wicked deeds which you committed. 20:44. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have done well by you for my own name's sake, and not according to your evil ways, nor according to your wicked deeds, O house of Israel, saith the Lord God. 20:45. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 20:46. Son of man, set thy face against the way of the south, and drop towards the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field, above the south. Jerusalem lay towards the south of Babylon, where the prey then was, and is here called the forest of the south field, and is threatened with utter desolation. 20:47. And say to the south forest, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will kindle a fire in thee, and will burn in thee every green tree, in every dry tree. The flame of the fire shall not be quenched, and every face shall be burned in it, from the south even to the north. 20:48. And all flesh shall see, that I the Lord have kindled it, and it shall not be quenched. 20:49. And I said, Bah, dah, dah, O Lord God, they say of me, Doth not this man speak by parables?